You got 2 minutes? You got 5 minutes? Yeah, yeah, listen. Listen, I got a great idea for sitcom. Sitcom, Ani. Sitcom. Situation comedy. Take the straw to your nose for 5 minutes and listen to me. Ani, Ani, Ani. Concentrate, all right? Will you just listen to me? Now follow this, all right? Scenario, New York City, okay? Apartment building in New York. Black guy lives in an apartment, okay? Nice black guy, middle class black guy, smokes a pipe, button down sweater type of harmless black guy, okay? We got Benson Cosby living in this apartment here, okay? You got the picture here, harmless black guy, okay? Across the hall from him, paraplegic kid in the wheelchair, all right? You just get any kid, you stick him in a wheelchair, Ani. Ani, don't worry about the unions, Ani. The kid's in a wheelchair here, all right? Kid in a wheelchair, black guy across the hall. These two got a real nice buddy-buddy interracial kind of big brother thing going on here, okay? Real mushy liberal stuff. Yeah, right. A show with meaning, yeah. A show with relevance to the social problems of today, right. Mary Tyler Moore kind of Norman Lear, yeah, right. You got it. Liberal bullshit. Okay, Ani, listen to me. That isn't the whole thing. Ani, follow me, all right? You listening? Okay, now, top floor of the building, we got the whorehouse here, all right? Hookers going up and down the stairs all time of night and day, falling over the kid with the wheelchair, sticking lollipops in his mouth, patting him on the head, cute stuff like that, sweet stuff, light humor, family humor, something for everybody, all right? Okay, now, ground floor of the building, gay health club, okay? We got the homos working out with the weights, building up the pectoral muscles. You see what I'm saying here, Ani? We got everything here. We got the beefcake here doing sit-ups. We got the cheesecake up here doing push-ups. You got me? Something for everybody. Wait. Now, listen. Ani, you still there? All right, now listen. One more apartment. Teenage kid lives with his mother, all right? This is kind of the humor of the show. Kid wants to kill everybody in New York City, all right? So, like, 1 week he makes an atom bomb in his bedroom. The next week he puts LSD in the water supply of the city. Then he derails a subway car. Who knows? He starts sniping from his bedroom. Crazy stuff, funny stuff, hilarious stuff. We'll call the show Upstairs, Downstairs. What do you think about that? Huh? Who's PBS? Fuck PBS. Those are little people. They don't count. We'll buy the title off of them. Listen, Ani, what are you busting my balls on this thing for, huh? Listen, yeah, Ani, that was 2 years ago. Listen, Ani, I don't want to hear about it, all right, Ani? Ani, this is a great idea. This is a great project. We should do it. Listen, Ani. I got to call on the other line. I got to get off. I'll talk to you next week. I got to get off the phone. Ani, I love you, Ani. I know you love me. Ani, I'm getting off the, Ani, goodbye.
You are my Conehead mate.
But Beldar, we share this human state.
Well beyond our own dimension. Not our designed intention. Primat, your cone is shimmering in the light.
Beldar, I'll fly the sensor range tonight.
Don't want to hold my cone alone.
You don't have to hold.
Understand this planet, the way these humans love to ram it.
I much prefer the senso rings and all the timeless joy they bring.
My conehead love is interstellar.
Oppenheimer, Edward Teller.
Our home on Remulac is distant. My conehead roll has low resistance.
You don't have to hold your cone alone.
Could never hold my cone alone.
You'll never have to hold your cone alone. The sun's always.
from you to delirious. Your sensor rings release all tension, transcending space and time dimension.
Eisenhower, Nixon, Truman, none of them were really human. Don't want to hold my cone alone.
You don't have to hold your cone alone.
Could never hold my cone alone.
You never have to hold your cone alone.
The
control system and the communication system. All
sir. You were tremendous.
Well, anyway, good to talk to you. Give my best to Mrs. Rizzo.
Thank you, Mr. Fred.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Change from 3 to 7 a.m.
Win the nomination, I will win, yes. And if I become a candidate, I believe I will be nominated. Naturally, that's a self-serving statement and intended to be so. But I am convinced that I hope to come back to win.
And he's the head of the Dutch space team, and he just published a book called The Home Planet. And it's a collection of the writings of various astronauts and lots of pictures taken from outer space. And the astronauts weren't really writers, so what they said were things like, wow, this is unbelievable, this is amazing, really huge. And one of them wrote, you know, I never knew what round was until I saw the round, round Earth turning in space. And why call it Earth when it's mostly water? With just little bits of land where the animals and the people are. But the two things they all agreed on were, one, nobody is up there watching us. and two, were not the last survivors of life in a dying universe. They all thought that we're the very first. And maybe that's why we're so philosophical and so lost. The first real voyager into cyberspace was Richard Milhouse Nixon. And it happened the day he took the country off the gold standard and cut the ties forever between gold and money, between the Earth and cyberspace, leading the way into a world that becomes more and more abstract, flatter and flatter, more and more made of numbers, more and more invisible.
Second. 1-800-634.
Secret Service locator signal.
I'd rather not know.
Testing 1-2-3-4. Roberto, I told you before that this thing doesn't, because there's no, you know.
And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. I burn everything I've got.
Come, sucker. Testing 1-2-3-4. Roberto, this is for eyes only. Our eyes. This is for eyes only. our eyes.
The tapes were not destroyed.
How's that? Is that reading like it getting anywhere that you can see?
Hey, you're better looking than I am. Hey. Blonde, they say, put it down. Put it down.
Have you got an extra camera in case the lights go out? Or who'd you get it from? Is that an NBC?
This is the camera.
Yeah. And that's an NBC camera, I presume.
Standard joke.
Let me see that.
Get these lights properly out.
Yes. My eyes always have a little fine to get past 60. That's enough. Thanks. My friend Ollie always wants to take a lot of pictures. I'm afraid he'll catch me picking my nose. He wouldn't print that with you, though, Ollie. Yeah. Now, you can take a long shot, but that's enough, right? Guess I can see it. Oh, you want a level, don't you? Yes, yes. Good evening. This is the 37th time I have spoken to you from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shaped the history of our nation. Any more? Each time, I have done so to discuss with you some matter that I believe affected the national interest.
Raising $1 million is no problem, but it's wrong.
Ollie, no, only the CBS crew now is to be in this room during this. Only the crew. No, there will be no picture. No, after the broadcast. You've taken your picture. Did you take one just now? That's it. Because, you know, we don't want to, we didn't let the press take one, so you've taken it.
Okay.
Just take it right now. This is right after the broadcast. You got it?
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Would you also tell Mr. Nixon that I,
Okay. Okay, fine.
Oh, yes.
That was what was on that tape.
I'm not going to make the other photographers mad by giving you too many. It's enough, okay? Now, all Secret Service, is there any Secret Service in the room? Out. You don't have to stay, do you? You're required to?
I'm just kidding you.
I always try to get it.
Sound convincing. That's just the way I talk.
Well, actually, Mr. President, the raising $1 million part was very convincing, but it's wrong part that needs some work.
I see.
Just relax, Mr. President. You'll do fine.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I am a little nervous. I'm not used to talking into a microphone that I can see.
Forget the microphone, Mr. President. Just pretend you're back in the Oval Office having a casual conversation.
How do you expect me to forget about the microphone if you want me to pretend I'm back in the Oval Office? Can't we camouflage it somehow, wrap vines around it or something?
I don't think so, Mr. President. That's a boom mic. They're pretty hard to hide. Just place yourself in my hands and let me do all the work. I've been doing this sort of thing for years.
For other presidents?
No, I used to produce Babbo commercials for HR back at J. Walter. Okay, Mr. President, now let's try it again. Stand by. March 21st meeting with John Dean. Take 377.
Raising $1 million is no problem. But it's wrong. How was that?
Better, Mr. President, but not quite indignant enough. Try hitting the word wrong a little harder. But it's wrong.
But it's wrong. But it's wrong.
Okay, let's try it again. Stand by. March 21st meeting with John Dean. Take 378.
Raising $1 million is no problem. But it's wrong.
I have an idea, Mr. President. You've got that raising $1 million part down pretty well. And we really don't need it because it's on the original. So why don't we just concentrate on that, but it's wrong. Now remember, you're the President of the United States, the highest office holder in the land.
The most powerful man in the world.
That's right, elected to the presidency in a landslide.
Second largest in history.
Right, and you're sitting in the Oval Office, and your chief counsel has just informed you that you're being blackmailed to the tune of $1 million. Okay, let's go. Stand by. March 21st meeting with John Dean. Wildline. Take 379.
raising $1 million is no problem.
Mr. President.
I know, but it's wrong. I just forgot.
Okay, let's try it again. Stand by. March 21st, meeting with John Dean.
Does he have to say that every time?
Not if it makes you nervous, Mr. President. Okay, let's go.
Raising him at... No, wait. But it's wrong.
I think we have enough, Mr. President. We're going to play back the tape and see how it sounds with music.
Music?
Right, Mr. President, music. Music can really make a difference, especially when you have a lousy product.
Send her a new portable radio, please. Make it a good one. And don't tell her that it's from. I would rather that she didn't. But just make it anonymous. I did. No. Say that. Say that it is from Friends of a Free Cuba. Cuba Libre. Okay. Side one. Day and date, etc. I'll write the prayer, the plea, prologue. Okay.
Everything you do is recorded. You wanted it that way.
Everything's taped.
Send in Nixon. Hello, Nick, sweetie. Sit down, baby. Has he cute? Has a black curly head, devil. Get some of that.
Everything's taped.
Seal, send in Nixon. Nick, sweetie, sit down, baby. Has he cute? Has a black curly head, devil. Get some of that 12-year-old scotch over here. Little Havana, huh, baby? Sweetie? What's going on here? Don't put me on. Nobody's putting you on, no? How'd you like to go to Lebanon? Why don't you stop? I don't want to go on any more trips. You did great in Caracas. Are you kidding? They hated me there. They spit at me. They hate me. They threw rocks at me. Few squares who didn't dig your rabble rouses. I don't want to go anyway. Create a monster, is that what I did? Boy, I helped capture teeth. I don't want to be ungrateful or anything like that. Just I don't you know, if I did good in one place, you did good in Biloxi. I don't want to go. Why? They just don't like me, that's all. Something about my hair, I think. Want me to tell you the truth? What? They liked you at your old lady, Pat. That's it. Everybody dug you. It's her. She overdresses. Besides, who brings their wife on a trip? You'll go. You're not even going to fly tourists this time.
Phone conversations.
Take it off the phone.
Right. I would just say, mark it and say for
for this tape, keep the tape. All the rest you destroy.
Oh, and the phone tapes. In other words, record them all and then destroy them periodically.
Right, right, because I would just say, this tape, I would like to have recorded. I think that would be worthwhile.
Did exist. I think I know what is on these tapes from having listened to some, and I can assure you those tapes will prove these things without the tape.
I'm coming to you through this cassette recording to be able to talk to you because of things that have been going on in my life.
You can't see it. It's just a little wire that goes off.
Oh, so it plugs on there, and then you put this on.
But you have to click it in the telephone when you want it to record, and it records, and you turn it off when you don't.
Oh, it does? Well, turn it off.
Well, you have to turn it off.
Would you? All right, you put it on there, and otherwise I would do it the way I suggested. All right. Now... for you to take all these tapes, if you wouldn't mind. In other words, yeah, I'd like, there's some material in there that's probably worth keeping.
Yeah.
Most of it's worth destroying. Would you like, would you do that?
Matter. I was hoping that would come up.
You, John Mitchell, must
take responsibility for those mistakes. I disagree violently. You can be very sure that this conversation was recorded for purposes of blackmail. Anything wrong?
Let's not discuss it any further.
One coffee too many for you. On a health kick, yeah, trying to lead a middle-aged life. Well, it's either that or drop dead. Wait till you get older than this, and then turn around and tell me I was young for my age. Like 1974, waiting for the waves to come and crash on the shore. But you're far inland. You're in funky denim wonderland. You and David Crosby and a bloke with no hand. You've got hair in places. Most people haven't got brains. Yeah. And it feels like 1974. Sid Barrett's last session, he can't sing anymore. He's gonna have to be Roger now for the rest of his life. Ooh. Enough about me. Let's talk about you. You were working at the Earth Exchange in half 22. Rebel, Rebel was your favorite song on the Archway Road, where it all belonged. All those molecules of time that you thought you'd shed forever. Inches of time that you thought you could just say bye bye, bye bye, bye bye. And as Nixon left the White House, you could hear people say they'll never rehabilitate that mother, no way. Yeah, worry, worry goes the helicopter out of my way. I got a president to dump in the void. Ooh. Python's last series and the Guardian said the stench of rotting minds. But what else could you smell back then? You didn't have to inhale too hard. Smell the hedges festering in the backyard. There's a baby in a basket and it's taken your name. And one day it'll grow up and say, who are you? Aye. And you say that's where it ended. But I said no, 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 it just faded away. Was great. Ah, it feels like 1974. Ghastly mellow saxophones all over the floor. Feels like 1974. You could vote for Labour, but you can't anymore. Feels like 1974. Digging Led Zeppelin in Grimsby. Oh, Christ.
Money Richard, was always hanging round. Moody Richard was the biggest square in town. Moody Richard, he was always on the scene. But his presence never really meant a thing. He was an innocent bystander, watching his time.
Before this came to pass, the Lord God planted a garden east of Whittier, at a place called Yorba Linda. And a child, Richard, there grew to manhood. And he was righteous, and he took to wife the damsel Pat, and she was righteous, and they were righteous together. For they knew not wine nor strong drink, and their status was middle-middle, and they offended not. And the number of their cavities were fewer, and they suffered not irregularity, for they were chosen among all men. And one day a deep sleep fell upon Richard, and there appeared an angel of the Lord, which said unto him, Fear not, O Richard, for yea, though thy beard be black, and thy jowls pendulous, thou art comely, and glory shall one day be thine. Whence came it that young Richard was filled with the Holy Spirit of ambition? For he was a low potential high achiever, and he tried harder than he might be number one. And the elders asked, Who shall be our champion, that we may be saved from the scourge of the new dealers? And they read a classified ad upon the tablet saying, Wanted, future Pharaoh, Pigmentation must not be unseemly, neither shall he partake of the feast of unleavened bread, for they were not equal opportunity employers. Whence came young Richard, and he saith, Yea, verily, I shall sweep the liberals before me, and sting the Democrats with a swarm of wasps. And they found his words gracious, and sent him to the wicked city of Washington. Now it came to pass that Ike ruled over the land, and he summoned young Richard unto him, saying, Art thou clean as a hound's tooth? And Richard went before the media, and cried, I am clean, I am innocent, and my wife weareth a Republican cloth coat. Wherefore did Richard sit at Ike's right hand, and it was a time of peace. And the time that Ike ruled over the land was 8 years, and he grew old, wherefore he chose Nixon to reign in his stead, saying, Kings are not always wise, sometimes they're just there. And Nixon journeyed unto the land of the Latins, but they liked him not and spat upon him. And he journeyed to the land of the false prophet Marx, and he went into their kitchens and spat in their borscht. And when he returned, the people muttered, Is he not overmuch righteous? And there rose up against him a young prophet, John, the tribe of Joseph, a man of many talents, and a leader of a mighty clan. And he took Nixon by his beard and broadcast him down. And Richard's heart grew sad, and he walked through the valley of the shadow of the losers. Whence did he hie back unto California, where he strove to be chief, but he was beaten. And when the scribes came unto him, he said, Yea, I asked for votes, and you gave me the shaft. Woe unto ye, for ye shall not have Nixon to smite around any more. And Richard departed alone, and the liberals laughed and mocked him. And he gat no heat, and he died. And he was 4 years dead.
God, in his infinite wisdom, put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth, a courageous leader and a blessed man, surely in God's plan. God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. His heritage is from heaven, and the magic from above, the rapture of music